Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the Creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search and type in We Talk Productions and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought, PT, Community Organization. Tonight's topic, what should a man or woman bring to the relationship? Part 2, by popular request. We are reviewing this show, continuing this show today. So, briefly, criteria for initiating a relationship. I just want to reiterate the criteria for initiating, starting a relationship, in the beginnings of the relationship, what's the criteria? In the beginning, should the man be established economically, have a house, have a car, be childless, be mucho macho, in and out of bed, and have a charming personality? Should a woman be established economically, have a house, a car, be childless, be submissive, be sensual, and have a bubbly personality? Are there more valuable qualities essential to initiating a relationship? A relationship is a state of being connected to or social interaction, not of a platonic nature. Platonic being intimate and affectionate, but not sexual. So we're talking about a relationship which can get physical, kids, and, you know, all that stuff, you know, might go all the way. So relationship, that type of relationship, not your friend, in the true sense of the word friend, being platonic and non-sexual, of origin, of being. In short, what does a serious candidate for a serious relationship bring to the relationship? Somebody you're thinking about being serious with, like you meet them, it's in the beginning of the early stages of the relationship. I just want to reiterate that because we don't want to get off topic. What should that person bring to the table? And you, if you, you know, what should you bring to the table? We can assume that he or she is single, unmarried, attractive to you, of your preferred sexual orientation, and you are looking for more than a casual relationship. What should a man or a woman bring to the relationship? And it doesn't have to be your particular gender in order to, you know, have something to say on either one of those, what should a man or a woman bring. It's just what you think, what you feel, and what you're looking for, what you think is, you know, good, you know, help. You know, you make that decision. Oh yeah, we can make it. You know, so some things you want to keep in mind. Questions I want to ask as a MC here. Do cultural norms still apply to the liberated woman of today in a relationship? Because we know we have certain cultural norms that kind of dictate or guide the way of the male behaves and the female behaves in a relationship. But we also have cultural norms here where females have the are in cultural roles that males are, that we are accustomed to seeing males in, like the head of households, the breadwinners, and things like that. So you know, she might have the house because she had the opportunity to get the job and to buy the house and, you know, the car and, you know, all that good stuff. So, does a man need a home to entertain the relationship? What about a woman? What about children? Challenging children. Like, you might have a juvenile delinquent. You might have a child with medical needs and things like that. You know, special needs children. What about baby mama drama? Baby daddy drama? Social status? High, middle, lower, underclass? You know, below the poverty level type of economic, socioeconomic status. What about the internal things about a person? Would you like that person to be kind, humble, assertive, motivated? And there's 1,000 adjectives, so, you know, it's subjective. And there's no wrong answer for what you think a person should bring to the table for you personally. Because it's what it would be, what you're looking for. It's like you like red, and I don't like red, so I can't say red is wrong because you like red, right? Okay. Just what you think. Nobody's trying to judge anybody. Please don't be afraid to express yourself. And I add this category here because I see a lot of this thing about thug culture in the cities. And maybe I think it's spread to suburbs too, but, you know, do you want our women looking at guys who have that thug personality as serious candidates for relationships? Because, you know, thugs need love too, and you know, maybe some women are thugs. So you know how that goes anyway. You know, I'm curious about that myself, so I put that in there. You know, how does that work out? So from shortly from the health from Health Prep by a young lady by the name of Faye Lee, she said, speaking in your partner's love language will bring you closer together. Learn the main love language of your partner and make sure to speak it in their language. So find out the things that your partner likes and speak to them in a way that they understand, you know, that you can reach them. Because if you're not speaking the same language, you know what communication does. If you can't communicate with someone, then you have conflict, you have chaos, and you don't want to bring that into the relationship. So find out what it is. Know your partner, right? So this young lady says the five languages include giving gifts. Find out what types of gifts your partner likes to receive. It's attention behind the gift. It is the attention behind the gift that is valued by the receiver. So it's the intent. So I'm thinking that means that if I buy my intended a gift, I might buy her a T-shirt from something that she made. Well, we got the Eagles thing going on right now, so I buy her Eagles. I know she likes the Eagles. I buy her Eagles T-shirt, you know, especially if they win the Super Bowl. I buy her that shirt. So, you know, something that she likes, something that's, you know, that's relevant to her. I wouldn't buy her something that I would like. So acts of service, take initiative to help relieve your partner of some of his or her burdens. Physical touching, give a hug, reassuring squeeze. So that's that little intimate, that's an intimacy thing right there. Which some people might have issues with intimacy, you know, if you just are used to making that call at about 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. So here's saying, acts of intimacy go a long way in a relationship. Words of affirmation, be free with sincere compliments. And, you know, I guess we all like rather be complimented than to be shot down every time we see our person of interest. You know, compliment him or her on, you know, something that they've done. You know, hey, that was nice. You know, you look nice. You know, that was an thank you for doing that. You know, tell them how you feel about it. And, you know, compliments go a long way. That goes with that. You can get more bees with honey than you can with that other stuff. So. Not that you should be truthful in your compliments. I'm not trying to say you're trying to persuade anybody to be truthful. So, and say, I know this one is real. Quality time. I hear that quality time is very, very important. Make yourself available to your partner, because if you're an unavailable partner, how can you be partners? If you're unavailable, if you're on the same team, if you're unavailable, how does that work? That can't work. Just imagine the Venus and the two tennis players, right? Venus and her sister playing on the tennis court, and one sister is unavailable. What happens? They lose the doubles match. So you guys are gonna lose. You're gonna cause a hardship in your relationship, which that makes sense right there. If you don't take quality time out with your partner, so when you're on the court, play ball, pay attention. You know, to what's going on, what your partner's doing, and to the things that's impacting on your partner, you know, on the court of, can I say love? Anyway, most people tend to speak in one of those love languages more than the others, so speaking in your partner's preferred language will have a more impact. So that goes with saying, get to know your partner and communicate. So that's the whole thing here. Seems to be communication. In communication, you gather information about, you know, the person that you're trying to be with. So that makes a lot of sense to me. And I'm not saying this is absolute. I'm sure there are other things that are part of the language of love. And this is young lady is, you know, was, you know, helpful with these five things. She came up with five, and I'm sure there's probably 1,005 of them, you know, or more. So here's something interesting from Mr. David K. Williams. He's a publisher and entrepreneur. He says 10 things a real man does when he's in a relationship, which I thought that was interesting because he said a real man. So, you know, so makes me think, well, so what is, if you're not a real man, what are you? Anyway, he said the real man loves and respects his woman for who she is. Says, he might not love her all the time, but he loves her. Not just her body, her possessions, and her status, but all of her. He's aware that as beautiful as her body is now, physical beauty fades. Here, he therefore focuses his love and attention on her true beauty, which is found within her sensibilities and personality. He treats her like a lady. Treat her like a lady. Okay. And with dignity and respect. He doesn't mind cooking her favorite meal, taking her out to wine and dine, and paying the bills. He also expects love and respect from her. Okay, so I think what's the guy named Music had a song said something about when he's gonna love her when her hair turns gray and something. Anyways. Just as long as your love don't change, you know, he said he'll be there. So there was this guy saying, I forget the name of that song, by Music, but he's saying, no matter what, I'm with you because of what's inside of you, because of what makes you you, not because you're fine, not simply because you are fine. He recognized that she's beautiful, but that's not the sole reason that's keeping them together. So it's the internal person that makes you appreciate the person, which I'm sure we all can understand that with in our relationship with people, period. So, I mean, that sounds good. So, I'm just going to leave the real man out of it, but he says real man. See, a man commits to the relationship fully. He doesn't cheat. I'm going to say that one more time. A man commits to the relationship fully. He does not cheat. He is loyal to his partner, knows the relationship takes hard work to keep strong and healthy. His affection to his woman is full-time, with a full-time commitment. He nourishes and strengthens the relationship through ongoing, honest communication and teamwork. See, if you're on the court, you got to be paying attention. A young lady said that, right? It's back, reflecting back to Miss Faye. He was talking about the... Miss Faye Lee was talking about paying attention. So we said teamwork. You can't have teamwork if you're not paying attention to each other. So when you are with a real man, you know you can trust him. He will stay faithful no matter what and expects you to do the same. So I guess that's a real man with a real woman. Okay, so just be loyal. So that's basically what he's saying, you know. Bring that to the relationship, loyalty. So I think that's not asking too much. Maybe, I don't know. Depending on who you're with, right? Who you come in contact with, loyalty might be an issue. So a man protects his partner physically and emotionally. Okay? Not that a woman can't protect or defend herself, but he is there for her anyway. He protects her in different ways, including financial security, comforting her, making her feel everything will be okay. He is ready to throw a good punch if necessary to defend her from physical aggressors. Okay, you guys out there, get your kung fu up. If you're not good at boxing, you know, kind of small stature, learn how to do something. He says, man is ready to throw in a good punch if necessary. He said a good punch, so you want you to, that's an effective punch, an aggressor away from her. However, if he thinks before he acts, so he's just not out there, oh, what? What you say to my, you trying to, what? You did what? He did what? So he ain't talking about that guy. He's talking about the guy who fights only in defense of the person that he's you know, cares for, which makes a lot of sense. You live longer if you don't follow up everything. You stay on the street longer, out of prison, and you know, incarceration, if you don't follow up every little fight, argument, or look that your person of interest might get from another man. So, brothers, that's good advice. Think before you act, because everything does not need to be defended, especially physically. So, he never makes a move until he is sure all details and specifics. Wow. That's deep right there. I don't know what to say about that. Never makes a move until he is sure all details and specifics are in order. That's true. Okay. His moves are calculated, deliberate, and assured. Abuse of any kind is never an issue when you are with him. He is considerate and treats everyone kindly. Oh, that's good right there. You know, never making a move unless you're sure all the details. That could slow you down a little bit in some situation. But you shouldn't, you know, I mean, like crossing the street, look both ways before you cross, you know. You want to know, you know, the people that you're engaging with before you decide to take it to another level, or especially a more private interview with that particular person. So you want to know, you want to be able to measure them by whatever information you're able to get. So I kind of understand that. And so maybe that's the kind of thing he's talking about right there. So he said a man fulfills his partner mentally and sexually. Okay? He knows the majority of time in any relationship is spent doing. He knows the majority of time in any relationship is spent doing non-physical, non-sexual things. Y'all heard that? Besides whispering to her, beautiful, how beautiful she is, how he is going to make hot, passionate love to her when he gets back home. He also engages her in meaningful discussions about life. Ooh, I like that right there. Plans with her for the future and cracks jokes to lighten and living moments together. He displays an awareness, intelligence, and sensitivity that makes his actions not only timely, but also genuinely charming. That's a real man. So that's what God says, a real man. So these are some things. It's not absolute. I'm not even trying to say this stuff is absolute. I'm just throwing this at y'all to see what y'all think about it, you know. So I said a real man makes first initiative. He leads. A man leads. That's because this is with the what I was talking about earlier with the cultural norms. And it sounds like he has a lot of cultural norms right here. And it says a real man wears the pants in the relationship. You know, of course, pants are picked out by his woman, but he's still the leader. He steps forward and addresses issues in the relationship boldly. He does not wait for the woman to solve a problem. If he is not sure how to address an issue, he seeks help or advice. He doesn't say from his woman, though. So that's not teamwork. Anyway, so I'm going to say he should seek help from his spouse or from people who can help him, but his spouse should be included in some of that. Anyway, some men play it safe and avoid taking the lead because they don't want to be criticized, but not a real man. A real man says, I'll handle it, and takes the initiative to solve the issue in his way. Okay, this is hope there's nobody else involved in that issue that he's solving in his way and it doesn't impact on anybody else. Because if it's two people involved, then he's going to have to do that thing called communication so that the issue is resolved in a way that no one is offended or slighted or felt left out of the decision-making process or even the process of growing through dealing with that situation. So you want to rob your intended of the experience of growth. So a real man steps up and makes the tough decisions. He knows real men are decisive and makes decisions in the relationship. He does not leave every other decision to his partner. When making decision, he seeks to understand her views and that of other concerned parties. Oh, there you go. There's some communication going on right there. Okay. And is flexible enough to factor in those other views in his decision. He does not seek to control people, but rather to improve their situation. If you are reluctant to make decisions, you are likely self-conscious and afraid of making mistakes. Women dislike indecisive, cowardly men. Woo! This is a brother, this is a dude, this is a male writing this. This is not a female writing this either, so. It says, a real man takes responsibility for his actions and decisions. He does not shift the blame, especially to his partner. She did it. Or try to defend his mistakes. Well, this is what, you know, really happened. And this, you know. So he simply acknowledges when he has made a mistake. And that cuts through a lot of mud right there. Hey, if you're wrong, you're wrong. Get right to it. No need having to go around or all the way around to the left to end up to the center. Stay right where you are. Admit to your mistake. Grow from there. So he apologizes for it, learns from it, and works to make it right. Saying, I'm sorry, is not a big deal to him. He knows it doesn't make him any less of a man to say it. So, in fact, saying I'm sorry makes him more of a man because it demonstrates that he has the confidence, courage, and integrity to admit his faults and seek to correct them. Okay, that makes him admitting that he's wrong, acknowledging that he's made a mistake, makes him someone who is truthful instead of trying to lie about it. Okay, so I'm sure people would like to have somebody, female would love and a man would love somebody who's truthful, not trying to hide behind any kind of stories, we're going to call them, about their behavior and why, and try to justify something that's not right. Okay, a real man speaks his mind always. He is not afraid or timid to say what's on his mind. He will say no, without fear, ever he doesn't agree to something. He will debate you on topics he is not comfortable with without losing his cool. He will be straightforward and talk to you as an equal, then allow you to make your own conclusions or take whatever action you wish. This does not mean he is indifferent, or treats women badly. He just doesn't agree with her on everything. He knows a yes man, is no man at all. Okay, so that's about being truthful, again, being honest. And that's kind of, he just put it in a scenario of being a real man. So, you know, sometimes we're not truthful and honest, and we try to appease people or just to avoid that kind of that argument that you know is coming or that rejection that's going to come. If you say certain things, he's saying, speak your mind, you know, whenever you don't agree with something. So, you know, choose your battles on wisely. Some things aren't even worth debating. So, you know, a real man stands up for the relationship. Sometimes friends, family, and even total strangers ask inappropriate questions or make inappropriate remarks about your relationship, such as saying you're not a good couple. In such cases, a real man stands up for himself and defends the legitimacy and integrity of his relationship. Even when he is amongst his peers, he speaks up and stands his ground in defense of his relationship. He proves he can express himself in the presence of others, protect his woman, and act like a grown man. All right, so he's got saying that your friends can't talk about you, how bad the relationship is, and you don't defend it. Unless maybe it is a bad relationship. What if it's that? What if it is what if it's not there? What if that's a good question, you know. I know nobody asked it. I'm asking myself. But what if they aren't a good couple? And they're, you know, they're constantly fighting, busting each other in the head with bats and bottles and, you know, sending each other to the hospital, calling the police on each other. So anyway, I'm going to assume that this guy's in a good relationship and he's defending it, and it's just these people being subjective about whom he is with, and he's defending it. So, because if you aren't in a good relationship, be honest with yourself and your partner, and maybe you need to, you know, like he said earlier, say what's on your mind. A real man pursues other passions that doesn't involve the your partner. So this is very interesting. So he has enough going on in his life to keep him busy. I mean, he's at least passionate about one other thing besides relationship. I guess he's saying that some people get in a relationship and they like crazy glue. It's not Mutt and Jeff. It's Siamese twins. Everything is the person that they're in a relationship with, and that's about the extent of what they want to do. You know, if they do things they have to do, and it's right back to that person. What I have to do, and right back to that person. 5 minutes over here, and it's right back. Can't go, gotta stay. Gotta go. Gotta be back with her. So, you know, that kind of thing. And I guess he's saying men shouldn't be that kind of have that type of commitment where you, the only passion you have is for your relationship. The relationship does not define him. And so without her, you are still a person. You are you. You have your own separate identity. That makes sense right there. And he will give you your space, and you must give him his. So if y'all need to do something different, you guys want to play some basketball, you know, with the guys, want to hang out at the gym, build his muscles up. She want to go build her muscles up, do the aerobic thing. Whatever they do, you know, pull, card game, I don't know, you know, as long as it's not an infraction to the relationship. He is confident, ambitious, go-getter. He's a real man. So that's what a real man is. This guy's talking about a real man. It sounds very interesting, you know, the whole term, a real man, because now I'm kind of thinking, if you're not a real man, what are you? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so what do you guys think about that? Is that what a real man does? Is that what a man, is that something that, any females listening, is that those 10 things, does that touch upon anything you feel the man should be, bring to the table in the initial relationship? Or any brothers, you feel like this guy touched on anything that you might have thought about, or since hearing it, you in agreement about it? We're not gonna argue the real man part of the what he's saying, but just look at that as things that a man brings to relationship. He said some things in there that are kind of male orientated, actually, culturally. I understand that, how he probably could come to that conclusion, because now we live in a culture where females are heads of household, earn more income than some males, and of some males that they are involved in relationships with and serious relationships with. So and it might be in some cases, you know, to the advantage of the relationship that she handled some bills that might be created in the relationship, or some places you might not be able to take her, she could take you. I mean, if you can't take on a trip to Spain, and she's earning $500,000 a year, but you know, you're her interest, her love interest, and she's willing to pay for the trip. Do you go, or are you not being a man according to this? This brother right here is right, and he said, do you just not take that trip if she's paying, or do you just not eat at that restaurant because you can't pay your demand, or, you know, how'd that go? What do y'all think? That would, what does a man bring to the relationship? Does he have to be the breadwinner? Does he have to earn most of the money? Jane Garapick, when finding the right guy who fits, she says, excuse me. She says, she speaks about knowing who you are and knowing your worth. This is for females. This is a female little dish. She says, you're not here to make him fall for. We're not here to make him fall for us. Focus back on your, on ourselves. And remember, you bring a lot to the table. So first, she says, it instills in you the self-confidence that you need going in so that you remember what a great catch you really are. Reminding yourself of your real value, of your worth will make you feel worthy and subconsciously radiate a self-confidence outward through your body language, your facial expressions all over the place. So, you know, you're going to be more confident when you feel confident about yourself and your self-worth. You're not there of trying, hoping this guy will select you, even if he is that guy to you. You don't enter the conversation as the relationship as a subordinate, I guess, Second, it helps you to know if you will actually be compatible with him and reminds you of your values. So you'll know if he shares the same one. So you can throw some stuff out there and you're going to see if they agree or disagree. Okay, you're going to do that anyway for the rest of your life. So you might as well get it. So that's a good idea to get some stuff out there. The stuff that you just, you know, you need to know, throw it out there. Bring it to the table. You will be more likely to focus on making sure he's a man of character that has similar or complementary qualities and is in line with your values, okay? So you don't want to bump heads on the value system because, you might have a thing about Saturday, and Saturday might be the fun day for him. It might be a worship day for you. So can y'all work that thing? That's something you can work out. If it's absolute, then maybe you guys are not a good couple. You might not make a good couple because of that. So I'm just using that example. So don't forget to press the number one if you want to speak. Third, it helps you to remember that it's not just about him picking you. You're doing the evaluation also. So, you know, like I just said, you know, when you interact with somebody, it's a constant sharing of ideas and assessment and evaluation constantly. So, you know, once you know everything that you have to offer and everything that you bring to the table, you'll be much more likely to make sure that he brings a lot to the table also, at least more than good looks and charming personality, because we know good looks will get you through a lot of doors, male and female. So she's saying look a little deeper than, the physical, which makes a lot of sense, you know, because you don't know. You have somebody who looks good, but on the outside, but on the inside, you know, in terms of their integrity and personality, may not be the same. This guy may be she might be a monster. So, got to try to find that out. Some people are very good at masking that. And that doesn't show up till maybe after you get married or after you move in with them. As they say, you never know somebody till you move in with them. Anyway, so, you know, do the evaluation, and good luck with that to everybody, seriously, you know, on evaluating people who you come encounter with, whom you are attracted to, because sometimes, you know, what you see may may impact on your evaluation and what you're willing to accept. So be mindful of that. It's a good reminder to yourself that you're not just going to let any guy have this amazing package known as you. You're going to make him prove that he's worthy of you before you get in too deep or move too far along. Okay? So, she says, last, it helps to ground you in reality when you are evaluating him. It helps you to see his excellent qualities also. Are you kind? Knowing this helps you to notice if he's kind. Are you loving, caring? Then he better be also. If not, then you know he's not worthy of you. Okay, so worthy. That's an interesting word, choice of word also. So, you know, maybe he's not just compatible with you. So this is from Hello Beautiful. It says the solid foundation with the following ingredients. These are the things that you should bring to a relationship. Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Remember, Aretha Franklin had a song out about respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, found out what it means to me. So anyway, she finds out, you know, what it means to her. So respect is the glue that holds the tracks of love together. So you got to have respect. And that makes a lot of sense. Because if you do not respect each other, I can't imagine what are you doing in the same room, because that is the recipe for disaster. The lack of respect, that could cause a whole lot of things to go wrong. So in anything that you come in contact with, intimate relationships, friendships, families, communities, politics, you know, anything. You must have respect for the persons, other people, things, and things like that. Respect is the glue that holds a relationship, the tracks of love together. Respect means that your actions and words hold the other person in high esteem. You ride with them and value their options. This does not mean you have to agree with every move they make, but you will never allow anyone externally to speak ill about that person. There you go. That's previously said. Defend the relationship, your partner. Okay. And you know, just to add on to that, you don't always have to defend everything. I don't know. Personally, I feel that way. Everything is not something you have to defend. You know, people have a freedom of speech, and they can actually say whatever it is they want to say. Don't feel the need to have to speak out and defend everything that someone says, because you could be wasting your time when you could be doing something that's going to help you move on to the strengthen your own life, your own relationship. Why waste time, you know, defending somebody? You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't know what might happen as a result of somebody speaking bad just because you don't like it. You know, you be in a bar somewhere, somebody says something, and you say something, and they say something, next thing you know, you understand how where that goes. Now you're fighting, so it's not worth that. So the finish is self-preservation at all costs. And if you have to speak to defend somebody, make sure you do it in a respectful manner. Consideration. This is one of those works in progress. It will never be perfect, as we all have selfish moments here and there. But when consideration is reciprocated, it's a good feeling. Being considerate in a relationship means respecting the other person's time, doing things or favors without being asked. So respecting the other person's time, the gentleman spoke about that, right? You know, not just being crazy glued to somebody, you know, that being your only passion. And doing things without being asked, that's very, very important. Somebody has to ask you to do. If you see somebody needs help, especially if it's a person that you of interest, you're trying to start a relationship with. You know, you see, you come to the house, you see something that you could do, why not do it? And it's not like you're going to pay a mortgage or nothing like that, but you can screw something up, you know, fix the computer, whatever might be going on, put something in, why not? That's being considerate. So, honesty. And I'm figuring this is big on, you know, again, it deals with being trustworthy and things like that. You could be booed up and still be sleeping with your enemy, which some can't admit to. What kind of living is that? Knowing that the person who is supposed to be your partner in crime is actually the ringleader of lies, cannot be a good feeling. If you bring anything or ask for anything in return, honesty should be on the list. I agree with that. Honesty should be on the list. This goes both ways. Honesty sometimes hurts, but it builds character and allows the other party the freedom to decide whether what their next move will be. You know, some people used to say, give me the truth. I don't care if it kills me. I'd rather have the unadulterated truth than a sweet lie, you know. So that kind of honesty, it may hurt, but like I said, it'll give you, you know, it'll give you the information you need. At least, you know, you won't be building a relationship on a lie, on something that's not there, or thinking something about somebody that's not true. Apparently, you won't even know the person that you're in a relationship with if they're hiding who they are, because it doesn't have to be that they're seeing somebody else. It just could be just they're just not telling you who they are and expressing themselves in a truthful way. It's just they're just building, creating an image of themselves to appease you, saying things that they think that you want them to say, that you want to hear. So therefore, I am what you want me to be, not who I am. So some people might be satisfied with that because it makes them rather have the truth in that situation, even though it may hurt, you know. So self-awareness. One big mistake students at Heartbreak High often make is playing it too safe. When mentally twist the play hard to get concept into hard to get to know. And this turns people off. Okay? So that's very interesting if you're being selfish. So we cannot see beyond the exterior into a person's soul. It's hard to develop a bond with them. Open yourself up to the possibility of a loving relationship. So playing hard to get, some people play that so hard that it's hard to even get to know that person. So that's interesting. So you have to be open. This means opening up to someone who genuinely wants to build with you. This is probably one of the most difficult concepts to grasp when you've suffered a lot of hurt and betrayal. Right, that's true. So you got that PTSD thing going on right there. But it's possible no matter what you've experienced in your young life. So, this is from Outtails Around the Fire. 5 qualities I would like a boyfriend, and what 5 qualities do you bring to a relationship? So, this person said 5 qualities: love, spirit, romance, stability, loyalty. 5 qualities do you bring to the table? A person of faith, intellectual, sense of humor, playful, loyalty. So we have loyalty on both lists. So loyalty is consistent. I'm assuming that you already have a emotional attachment, interest in the person, because you're bringing things to the table. And then so she compliments the person of interest best qualities as they would for her. So compliments, you know, young lady spoke about that earlier in the show. She said that compliments were important. That's one of the five things she talked about. She brings love, honesty. There's honesty, love, affection, which I think we can say the vast majority of people would love to receive and would love to give. So are those important things that a person should bring to a relationship? You know, and I'm wondering, like, what thing that is not present in a relationship would kill the relationship for you? You know, like, if you're not one thing, what would that one thing be for anybody that's listening? Empathy and understanding. Laugh with me when I'm too serious. Have their own mind. Ability to discern. This guy says he dated too many girls who parrot hearsay, gossip, and stuff her friends say. All right, so you know, so the big mouth and that's what do you call it, a Cheshire cat? He's old back in the day. What do you call him now? Anyway, so you know, speak about something with some substance, because you know, he say, she say kind of stuff is not going to build your relationship. It's not going to. It's going to teach the person of interest something about you, but it's not going to tell them anything about you. About you, and you know, it's just the thing that you love to gossip, and that's it. So it's got to be more. You got to bring more than gossip to the relationship. You probably can gossip after you get to know them, but I suspect too much of that may not be a good thing. Playfulness and sexual interest in me. So that makes I skipped that one part about being able to fulfill your mate sexually, because is that a killer for the relationship if a person is not able to sexually fulfill the vice versa, male or female, not able to sexually gratify their mate? Is that a relationship killer in the beginning of the relationship? So we cannot get married. I will not marry a person who does not satisfy me sexually. Is that a So, open-mindedness, the willingness to learn and teach what you know. Nothing's more boring than somebody who cannot pick up a new life skill. So, he's not asking for a perfect human, but what acts if she learned new skills to better herself, as I do. That's an interesting statement. Learn new skills to better herself. I mean, we all can grow. And new skills to make herself better. That would be a subjective again also. But, because what do you mean by better yourself? So, improve. Okay, so anyway, somebody might take that the wrong way. So, everyone starts listing qualities of a girl rather than what she brings to the relationships. So, a good woman, this is from ITT, a good woman brings another income. Gotta have the money for me. Ain't that something? It was a song back in the day. First I look at the purse. I forget who sang that. That's an old song. So, help around the house. So that's interesting. That's a non-traditional, another income. Help around the house, the traditional position. A source of motivation to push yourself further and harder, and a source of emotional support to pick you up when you fall, when you fail or fall. So that, yeah, that worked. A companion with whom you can share emotional and sexual release. That's a good woman there, so. So what happens, you know, I just asked that question, what happens when you're not able, that's not possible. So experience, expertise on something that I would never think about. That's interesting. Expertise, who's an expert on things you would never think about. How would you get to that point, you know, things you would never think about? But if you think generally about the same things, have the same interests. Anyway, a reason to drag yourself up every morning and keep enduring life's hardships. A clear knowledge of one's own beliefs, interests, and passions. Ability to trust and show respect to a partner, as well as an ability to communicate her own wants and needs. So they talked about that, communication and being honest. So loyalty, communication, trust, those things are very important. What would impress me in a woman? Companionship and sense of caring in difficult times. Sexuality, in that she is honest about what pleases her and how she excludes sexiness. A sense of humor and a willingness to enjoy the small things in life. Passion, motivation, honesty with herself and others. Owns her insecurities and doesn't project insecurities onto others around her or herself. I mean, we had I think this gentleman was, or somebody commented on that on previously. Kindness for those who treat her kindly and those who may be suffering. That's a compassionate person right there. A willingness to learn about the world and anything. So she's open to expanding her information or knowledge base. Love for herself, others, and her partner. So love's very important. So these are some things you bring to the table. Love. Kindness, honesty, motivation, companionship, everything is not proportion, playful. That's important in relationships to this person, being playful. Spirit, romance, honesty, not to be honest in a relationship and have a meaningful relationship. That's very, 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 very difficult. So from Elite Daily, and we have like 3 minutes left. I'm just going to read a little bit of these things. Said most people, especially men, don't ask for emotional help when they need it. So it's up to women to step in when they feel they are needed. So, you know, you should have, like, you know, good gut feelings, endurance through pain and illness, nurturing, support, beauty. Women are just beautiful creatures. They have curves that men don't have. Well, that would be one of the reasons why you're kind of interested in a person. Humility. Things like that. So I want to thank everybody for listening in. I hope I was able to share some of the attributes that a man and a woman should bring to the table in an initial relationship. Thank you, Mr. Jones, for allowing me to host the show. We Talk Productions. See you guys next week.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.